The Mission Play is a part of California history. The original version ran almost 4 hours and had literally a cast of hundreds. And today, with it updated, it is just about to open for the centennial of the City of San Gabriel in the theater constructed specifically for this production. I have been talking with actor Camila Lopez, who has had the unique experience of portraying main character Anita. Well, actually, she portrayed an Indian child rather than main character Anita. So this is the correction we were going to make before. So she was an Indian child in 1947 in the play, and now she portrays Anita as a mature woman this weekend at the San Gabriel Mission Playhouse Revival. And Camila, I was just about to start to ask you about some of the experiences that you've had in the 2013 production. The Facebook page said that you guys lost the electricity the other night but still had a fun dress rehearsal.
Yes, everyone took it very nicely. And, of course, there's a long-standing story about the ghost that lives in the house. And so the younger kids, you know, we've told them that story. The younger kids were thinking, oh, my gosh, it must have been the ghost that turned off the lights. But it all went well. Everyone took it in stride, and we did what we had to do. It was fine, and it's just a lot of fun.
I had never heard this ghost story. Would you share the ghost story with me? Is that for the Mission Theater, Mission
yes.
Playhouse?
Well, as a child, when we went in there, that ghost story, I guess, was already around. And as children, we had our own dressing room, and we swore that we would hear chains rattling, and sometimes the lights would go out like that periodically. And we'd see flashes of light in the room, and it was very scary for us children. And those of us whose fathers were in the play also had their dressing rooms across on the other side of the stage, and we'd run down those metal steps backstage to their room and scared to death that the ghost was in our room. And of course, they were there to calm us down and say, no, there's no ghost. But evidently, that story about the ghost is still alive.
That is a fun one.
Yeah.
What about some of the stories that you might like to share with your family for the future? Because this seems to be, history is a series of stories here, and I've heard some great ones. What's been one of your absolute best favorite stories about being Anita in the 2013 production?
Well, there are so many. It's just the fact that I can do this. I can portray it at my age. And I have two grandchildren, pre-teenage grandchildren, and they're just so excited that Grammy is actually on stage. And the stories that I can tell them is the camaraderie and the friendship that I have received from all the other actors. It's been wonderful. I think that I'm the oldest one there, and these young kids come and give me pointers and help me with makeup, and it's just, it's a great experience, and it's made me come alive again.
How much fun is that? What have you found has been one of the biggest challenges as an actor in creating the character of the mature Anita?
Is to really get the character inside of you so that it comes through your very being, and that is something that really was a little difficult for me. I read the lines to the best of my ability, and I read them with emotion and some passion, but it had to get deeper. I had to really become that person. And that's hard if you're not experienced doing that.
As somebody who really didn't have as much of a theatrical background, how did you do that? How did you really become Anita towards her 70th year?
How did I really become her? I'm not quite...
Yes, how did you internalize her? You said it was a little difficult to actually become the character as you did. What helped you most?
Okay, what helped me most was, because my part is just kind of an aftermath of what's happened to Anita when she was young. And so what I had to do is really get into young Anita's grief and her passion and her emotion over the situation that happened in her young life. And that has to become a reality in me, and I'm still working on it.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you perform there. Finally, what would you like your Anita to communicate about your own background, your own heritage, and what you remember about your folks in the theater?
Well, of course, remembering about my folks, I'm also a descendant of Gabrielino Tongva tribe. You know, I'm Mexican. I must have Spanish blood in me somewhere. So I'm a mixture of everything that is of the ethnic background that is portrayed there. And so that also the last scene speaks about reconciliation, speaks about forgiveness and peace. And I really want to relay that to the audience.
Camila, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.